13, 12, 16, we're opening up the phone lines. Do you believe in Yowie's Bigfoot, that large, tall, crazy, hairy character
abdominal
that runs around
snowman?
In the bush? Abdominal snowman, whatever. But recently in Atherton, a woman has come out to say that in 2016, reports that she reported that there were like three or four Bigfoot, Yowie characters roaming through her property, throwing things on her roof. She looked outside to see them all standing there. One was crouching down, staring straight into the window.
That is full on.
I mean, throw a Molotov cocktail out there, please. Get rid of those things. Now, I think it's completely false. This is not true.
But the thing is, when you hear people's stories, you have to be like...
No, you don't. They're not real.
I'm open-minded.
Listen... Scientists spend their whole life work trying to find new species of animals. And if they're finding tiny little endangered creatures that are no bigger than your thumb, they can find a 9 foot tall, hairy man in the bushes.
But I've just said this before. They are the world's best hide and seekers. They don't want to be found.
Aren't. I'm sure they don't. Now, Sarah from Red Lynch has actually called through. Now, Sarah, you're a little bit hesitant to say this story because you're kind of second guessing yourself. But just be honest. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, probably quite a few years, maybe 10 years ago now, I was staying at a friend's place at the back of Whitfield, in the mountain area part of Whitfield.
Okay.
And we just, you know, we'd all settled down for the night, and it was light curtains that were on the windows. And, I wasn't really tired. And as I've rolled over and looked out the window, I just can't explain what I saw. It was... big. It was really broad, like really tall, probably in excess of about 7 foot, and it was just walking through the trees.
What? You did anyone else see this?
No. Well, I've never. I said it to my girlfriend the next day, and she kind of laughed at me. But then the husband actually has apparently seen a couple of weird type things as well. So
now at this party, were there some? Were there some things floating around the campfire that is illegal?
No, but there was a few drinkies involved.
All right. Now, I just want to say, I'm Italian, all right, and I have a couple of uncles that fit the bill of being tall, hairy, and fat. So, I mean, are we sure we're ruling out all Italians, are we?
Well, that's just it. It's just something that I just can't explain. And we're talking about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was a cold night. And this, whatever it was, didn't see any clothing.
Some naked Italian had a big night at Gilligan's trying to find their way home. Thanks, Sarah.